all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. God works hard. It's what the scriptures tell us today. Over and over, they picture to us God as a farmer, a keeper of a vineyard. And we see God hard at work at the vineyard, on the farm. He puts a lot of effort into his vineyard. He digs it up. He hauls all the way all the stones. He plants the choicest vines. He builds a watchtower. He cuts out a wine press over and over again. Back-breaking labor that God puts into his vineyard. He calls it a love song for his vineyard. He does it all out of love and mercy and grace for that vineyard. He works hard. Of course, God is not really a grape farmer. He's not one who raises cows or chickens. His crop is people, his holy people, his Israel, his beloved, the church. God puts in long hours. He works hard for us. As that hymn we just sang over and over says, for us. And we see this work that God puts in every detail of our life. Do we not look in the mirror and are able to say to us that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God has knit me together in my mother's womb. Can't we look out into the mountains, into the hills, and say these hills belong to God also? We see the trees turning color at this time of year, and we know it's all by God's doing. Every animal, every plant, every part of God's creation is fed, created, and cared for by the God of the universe. And he does all of this for our benefit. He sets the stars in the heavens. He toils for us. He takes away the stones from our path, all for our benefit. God is a hard worker. Now, farmers, when they work, they want a return, a crop, a result. When the Bible, what the Bible calls fruit, a vineyard, fruit, grapes. And God the farmer is looking for fruit also from us. We are his vineyard. What he wants from us is praise and thanksgiving. He wants us to speak back to him as he speaks to us in giving, in mercy, graciousness, generosity. He wishes us to speak back to him in the same way. Thanksgiving, joy. He wants us to speak back to him in serving our neighbor, to walk in his ways, and in all of it, to thank and praise him. This is the crop, the fruit, that God the farmer is seeking as he plants his vineyard. But what happens when God looks for grapes and looks for fruit in his people Israel, among you and I? When he looks, he's surprised. He looks for grapes, says Isaiah, but he gets a wild grape instead. A wild grape is a way of saying a bitter grape, A grape that's no good for making wine. I remember in North Carolina, they had a kind of grape called scuppadines. Have you ever heard of scuppadines? But when we arrived, people gave us scuppadines, but they said, now when you eat the scuppadine grape, don't eat the skin or the seeds. It's a delicate operation, but you have to eat the pulp, the juice, right? If you eat the skin or the seeds, it's terrible. It's bitter, right? It's a worthless sort of grape that way. And if you do eat it, you get a surprise in your mouth, right? It's not a pleasant surprise. And that's what happens in the lessons today. God is surprised in Isaiah when he tastes the fruit of his people giving back to him. It says he looks for justice, but surprise, he sees bloodshed. He looks for the pleasant taste of good fruit from his people. Remember, he's put in all of this work. Surprise, there is disobedience. He sees, instead of thankfulness and praise, selfishness and sin. He hears cries of distress as people are not serving their neighbor, not the thankful voices that he wishes for, but complaining and anger. When I bit into a scuppadine, I spit it out of my mouth. It was terrible. And God does the same. It's called judgment, wrath, the anger of God. And we hear a lot of it today in these lessons. God says he will devour and break down the very vineyard that he made. He says he will allow these vineyard, which are his people, right? He will allow them to be trampled. He will allow the vineyard to be made into a wasteland. The answer that the Pharisees give is the right one. He will put those miserable wretches to death. The scriptures are clear. God does not like scuppadines. He does not like bitter grapes. He does not like the bad fruit of our sinful disobedience. It's clear. When I'm reading books, watching movies, some of my favorites are the ones where there's a surprise ending. You know, a whodunit. Something where there's a big twist in the end. You know, you're reading the book and the whole time you think the butler did it, but then at the end it was the husband who was leading a secret life and the husband did it, not the butler. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, why didn't I know that? Or you're watching a movie and the president of the United States turns out to be a werewolf and a spy for the Soviet Union, and how would you ever supposed to know that? It's a surprise ending. Turns the whole thing upside down. And if we listen today to the parable that Jesus speaks, we get that, a surprise ending. The worst moment in that parable is when the tenants are visited by the son, these wicked tenants who keep murdering the servants and throwing them out. And so the owner of the vineyard says, all right, I'll send my son. Surely they'll treat him well. The worst moment is they take the son of the owner of the vineyard and they do the same because they get greedy, even more greedy. And they think, well, we can have the inheritance if we kill him. And it looks like they turned a corner, nothing can happen good because they've killed the son. And the worst moment. And then Jesus speaks this verse. He says, the stone the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. It's amazing. Because that's the surprise ending, the twist, which turns the whole thing around. This great evil, the crucifixion of Jesus, his rejection by his own people, his execution outside of the city, it turns out, beyond all thought of anything we could have planned, it turns out to be salvation, redemption, forgiveness. What was looks like on the outside the absolute worst thing ever turns out to be the placing of the cornerstone of salvation, the building of the church. The cross, this tenants rejecting Jesus, putting him to death, is not a terrible mistake. Jesus says in that psalm that he quotes, this is God's will. God has done this. The Lord has done this. And it is marvelous in our eyes. It's God's will that the stone be rejected. It's God's will that he be put to death. God allows Jesus to endure this suffering, and in it, all the wrath of God, all of his judgment, spitting the grapes out of his mouth, tearing up the vineyards, allowing them to be trampled, all of it goes on Christ, all of his wrath. Jesus is the substitute. He's the pinch hitter. He's the sacrifice. And all of the results of sin and all the results of disobedience and all of the threats are on Jesus. And they're not on us. And so something new and surprising happens. Yes, that vineyard is destroyed. But there is a cornerstone that is laid. A new building. God is doing something new using the very rejection of Jesus, the cross of Christ, his crucifixion. And God now works again as a hard farmer, hardworking farmer. And he builds something new, a new vineyard, a new temple. Because of the Lord's doing, on account of Christ's death and resurrection, once more the Lord works the soil. Once more he plants seeds. Once more, there is a fruitful vineyard. We call this the church. The preaching of the gospel. God chooses another fertile hillside, the hill of Calvary, the place of his son's death. And he says, here, at the foot of the cross, where my son shed his blood for sinners, I will grow a new farm, a new vineyard. This vineyard is watered with the blood of his son, is drenched in the waters of holy baptism. He feeds this vine with the very body and blood of Jesus so that we are the branches, he is the vine, I am the vine, you are the branches, we are connected, a new vineyard. The world rejects Jesus and crucifies him, but God makes him the cornerstone of our salvation. And the worst, the most terrible event, God turns completely upside down and turns it into our salvation. God works hard for us. We are his vineyard. We are a new vineyard. And now that God has planted us in Christ and by his doing drenches us with mercy, feeds us the very body and blood of his son, connects us as a branch to the vine. Now we are filled again with praise and thanksgiving. We are filled again with Christ, the cornerstone, our Savior. And so, quite apart from us, all God's doing, it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We are his people. We are his vineyard. And we freely, with joy, give him what he desires, praise and thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the Voice of St. Paul. God be with you.